And rolling forward, releasing the tension today. And roll one forwards and one backwards. Always stirs up some confusion, that one. And back the other way. Lovely. And can you rotate the hips or hip in clockwise motion? I'm not here to judge. And back the other way, please. Brilliant. Now I need you to copy me. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right foot, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Left foot, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Are we ready? Starting with this hand, your right, my left. 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
chewing or something. Rotate the tongue in the mouth as you do it. Well, can you make some satisfactory noises as we go? Excellent. And just have a ah. Da ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da ba da three ah. Bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom bim bom. James is going to really support you all going all the way through. So just altos and basses, please, the letter G. As you all know, three, ah.
Oh,
and so on. Great. Fantastic. Now that's very, very beautiful. Just make sure that it is Lily, not Lily, when you get to it. So reading ahead might help you there. Great. Can I hear tenors and sopranos from letter G? For gosh. Here we go. Here we go. Three. Ah. Bar 55, that's the bottom of page 8. Okay, then you're going to go onto the G. Okay, so here's your three and two. Above it, it's not the most clear symbol in the world, sopranos, but this also applies for everybody. We have this sort of thing called a hairpin, or a crescendo, which is getting us louder, right? So, can I hear a little bit of a going right the way through it? Here we go. Same thing, sopranos only. Three, and two, three, and shouldn't be, it should be, okay, so there's a big difference, so, but, really singing out strong there, don't make me do that falsetto again, it's not very fun, okay, can you just go, lead, but, two, and,
lead, but,
good, have a little break, so go, lead, but, and,
lead, but,
brilliant, I'm going to re-strike that F. Have it already there, as you do, and instead of going, wah, wah, you're already there.
Beep, bah,
you're already there. That was excellent. Well done. Great. Tenors, going to go from the same place, bar 55. Down. And then we're going back to there later on. So let's just hear your Lee and then Lily butt. Three. And.
Lee to me and
really a lot of high notes and going on for a long time, but that's a really good job. Can we go everybody from letter G for your great? Here we go. Three, and. So, here we go. This is upbeat to bar 66. The F there. Now, you're singing an F, and you're also singing fortissimo, which is basically very strong, very loud, okay? So these are the last three bars, well, the last two bars and the beat. And we're going to go from the water, okay? So make sure that you're reading the words, because otherwise you get the wow, okay? Which you won't want in this instance. No offense to anyone that's American, of course. Now, standing up, here we go. The last three notes. Ba-bum. Show me as loud as you've got whilst still being tasteful. Two, and. Yeah, excellent. Now, while we're standing, let's just do this once more, this passage again. Now, I could have a bit more soprano, because it's very beautiful, but it's very distant at the moment. Okay? The other thing is, can we watch when we're having these little breaks between lines? You know when we're doing it, because even though there's not a rest marking, there's usually a comma in the text. So I'll give you an example from the second bar of letter G. It goes, barren sand with a ne'er son or daughter, not a lift. So you see I'm taking a little lift, okay? For those that are technically minded, it's the quaver off. Otherwise, just a little lift is fine. So, everybody, ba-ba, letter G. Nice and bright, smiling, and a big crescendo to come through it. Three, and... about the change in sound from war to water. It's much brighter that way. It might be a subtle difference, but if you could put a big smile like you enjoy the commission, that would be great. Cool. Tracking back, please, to page 6 at letter E. I'm under the impression that you've done a little bit of this already. So let's hear how it's sounding. Do you want to go into it a little bit? So let's go from 35, actually, bottom page 5. And James is going to support you as we go. Okay? So just have a little...
Also, just careful, in our school, it looks like there's nothing going on in the orchestra. But that's all right. Okay. So we're just going to confirm. It's all with strings.
Okay, great.
It's not acapella.
There you go.
It's just too lazy to put in the...
Oh, right, there. Have you got the big one?
Yeah, I've got the score here.
Look at that.
It's not.
Oh, wonderful. Not that it would matter if there wasn't. Because easy. Here we go, 35. So, 3 and 4. In the last bar that we've just sung, bottom of page 7, okay, pied with broad-eyed daisies, what I heard was a beautiful pied with broad-eyed daisies. Okay? Instead, can we hear a pied with broad-eyed daisies? And just a nice placed S. Not two in your face, but just to tell me that you know that it's there. Here we go. Here's your F. 3 and go.
I'm with broad-eyed daisies.
Pretty good. Just try that once more. Now this time with a big decrescendo or getting smaller. Three, and.
I'm with broad-eyed daisies.
Just say daisies, and.
Daisies.
Cleaner. Once more, daisies.
Daisies.
Just put the S when I point. Ah.
Daisies.
Yeah, exactly right. Well done. Good. Now this time, can we go, rather than high with broad-eyed daisies, high with broad-eyed daisies. The whole time you're getting brighter, but quieter. Three. And.
High with broad-eyed daisies.
Nice. Ooh. Excellent. Great. Now, this section sort of comes out of nowhere, so we're going to practice a little bit on how to transition between the sections. Now, you should all be in unison. I know you all know what unison means now. At figure F, okay, at the bottom of page 6. So we're going to do that a couple of times to really get in the mood for the lamb so woolly white. Here is your D. James will support us too. Three, and.
Lamb so woolly white.
Great, that's exactly right. Just watch out for that Lee song, okay? Sun, I'm not too sure what that means, but there we go. So, sheep for the sun bright, Lee E song. So you've really got to feel that those quavers. So, sheep the sun bright, Lee E song they could have. So just speaking from figure F, please, just speaking the words, I will be blaring them out at you at the same time. Lucky for you. Here we go, speaking the words, letter F. Three, and.
Lamb so woolly white, the sun bright, Lee
song. Now, there we've got, we have a couple of stragglers that are wanting to enter what's called the rainforest. By that I mean the snakes of the group. So sun bright, Lee song, definitely not please. Leave it to the last second or omit the S completely. So you're going to have sheep, sorry, three, and go sheep the sun bright, Lee song, like that, okay? So if you see, notice I was pulsing the quavers as I spoke it, so I knew where each of them were. So Lee song, Lee song, and that helps you put it in the right place. So once more, speaking from letter F. Three, and go.
Lamb so woolly white, sheep the sun bright, Lee song.
And brilliant, exactly, that was absolutely right. Now let's put some notes to it.
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't going to say anything, but can I help with the pronunciation? Because Lees is just a grass meadow. So the sheep are on the sun bright Lees. So I don't think it is Lee song.
Okay.
I think it's Lees
on. Okay. Lee is on. Yeah. Okay, great. We've got an extra.
It's not like Lee's.
Yeah, so it's not one word of Lee's on. Okay, Lee is on. So you can replay. Basically, what we're going to do is a nice thing called a glottal, where you make a thing of the O on the on. Okay, so Lee is on. So you'll make sure that they are two separate things. Okay, here's your D. Three, and go.
That's so good.
James, have a go at graze upon the Lee crops into lamb so woolly. So this is the bottom of page 6, just to give you a feel of how that key change happens. 42. Exactly. So let's just try. Thank you. Let's get everybody, please, from 42. See how we get on. So 3.
Grace upon the cross.
Now can we go from letter E for excellent. Here you go. Bar 39, top of page 6. No problem. So we have it spread from the bottom so we all know our notes. And 3, and. Let's go, please. Now, page 5, you see at the end of the top line, you have this big thing, this big bar that's going 3. Okay? That basically means there are 3 bars where the orchestra are going to do something fun, I hope. And then you will come in after those 3 bars. So don't get confused. That's not one bar in length. That's actually 12 beats, 3 bars in length at that section. And have you got it on you? Wonderful. Or in front of you, in fact. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to hear James play just those 3 bars. Then we're going to sing the 2 bars prior, after we've heard it once through, and we're going to do it all together. So here we go. This is just the orchestral interlude. 3, and... So that's all it is. I'd say it's rather lovely. Good. Now, you're probably wondering, but how am I going to get my notes? So what we're going to do is, good news if you're a soprano or a tenor, because the note you've just sung is the same note over on the bottom of the page. Less good news, but not too bad. Altos, you are down a tone, so your note sound for "But for Soaking Showers" sounds like this. Exactly, and then you go back down to the E. There you go, that's James's whistle stop tour on what your notes do. So, back to the beat. And then the bassist have a wonderful A and go down the octave. Okay, which sounds like this. Thank you. Great. Now, let's all sing, please, bar 30, and then we'll skip to 35, and then we'll do it with the interlude. Okay, so this is bar 30. So, 3, and.
Never my love again, but for soaking showers.
That's the bottom line. Fantastic. Now we'll do the same thing, this time with the interlude, so remember what we did. Never. 3.
Never my love again.
Three,
ah.
things to note, and only three small things you'll be pleased to know. First of all, top of page 7, okay, the first bar of page 7, the last note is on the word bite, okay? That's another one where a consonant could trip us up. So can you leave the consonant to the last possible minute? By that I mean the T. So you're going to go, they could have no grass to bite but. And it basically becomes by but. Okay, that sounds quite funny, doesn't it? Okay, great. So let's all sing 45 and 46 only. Okay, here's your D. Ba-da-dum. 3 and.
They could have no grass to bite or for raining season.
Fantastic, good. Point number 2 is our transition from page 7 to page 8. Okay? So you will have just finished on an F. Thank you. And then we can pitch our notes from there because we're very used to that perfect fifth. Okay? So let's just go pied with broad-eyed daisies. Ignore the next bar, and we'll go straight into the next section, just a few times. Here we go. 5, 3, and.
I'm with broad-eyed daisies.
And.
Bye.
Good. Excellent. Same thing. Well done. Same thing, same number you can ask. Back to the air. 3, and.
I'm with broad-eyed daisies.
Like we had to wind up the Ford Model T before we got started. Okay, so we know our notes because we've just finished on the F and we might be going up to the C, but we know exactly what those two notes are. Okay, let's stand up. We're going to do the same thing, this time with the bar in between the sections, and we're going to go on, but I want more soprano at the bottom of page 8, please. Even maybe smiling at me, maybe. Okay. High, last bar, page 7. 3, and.
I'm broad-eyed daisies.
And.
Ah. As a parent's hand, bring it past the horizon, not a
the bit before have you done? All of it? None of it? Let's find out. Okay. James and I are going to go from bar 4 on the front page. Just see what you can do. Here we go. Bar 4. So you don't have to sing at bar 4, just enjoy the show for a little bit. Ah.
Oh,
hardly get away with that. A bite. Okay, T goes at the last bit. Let's go back to 45, please. There's your D. Three. And. To the crescendo at the bottom of page 8, okay? It's only that corner, and then we're pretty much ready to get recording on this, okay? So, here's your F, bar 50, okay? Can you just sing, daisies, ah.
Daisies.
Can we just sing, daisies, ah.
Daisies.
Now quieter.
Daisies.
Go daisies. Ah.
Daisies.
Good. Some people put in the S earlier. It's just daisies. Go.
Daisies.
Ah. Magic. I might try that one again. That's great. Once more, even quieter.
Daisies.
Okay. Now, we're going to do the same thing. This time, I'm going to conduct the next time that you sing, ba ba, got letter G. So just, you don't even need to look at page 7. You can have page 8 open if you want, but you also don't even need that now. But just go daisy, and then I'll bring in the next bit. And go.
Daisies.
Good, nearly. Just be there already, sopranos and tenors, please. Da! You're the guys that are having the hard job because you're going up changing the note, okay? Daisy and go.
Daisies.
Try that once more. And.
Daisies.
Getting there indeed. Now, instead of a, can we have a, so daisy, daisy, and.
Daisies.
Keep it bright, please. Don't think that we're going to... Okay. It's going to be really, really bright. Just think, I feel like I'm in that Marc Jacobs advert. Daisy, daisy, daisy. Okay. Same thing again. Daisies. Ah.
Daisies.
Wonderful. Can you go to please this booklet number 1, the first piece, which I'm very pleased to be doing with you today because I think I was the first rehearsal you ever did it. So I get to hear how much you've progressed in the last 7 months. Okay? No pressure. So page 3, Come Away In. You might know it off by heart, I don't know. Thank you, Sopranos, you all look very ready. Alto, good job. Let's stand up. I've got no idea what condition this is in, so you're going to have to show me. We've got an actual name. Here you go. Who's singing the start? Everyone? Ah, lovely. That's it. Well, let's see. Why don't we find out? See? Ah. Not the best Nick at the moment. Okay. So, can we all, for the moment, keep the optional harmony as optional? I just want to hear the melody bit. So, where we have bread to eat. So you read the middle line when it splits. Okay? So just read the middle line when it splits. Try that once more. Bam. Two. Ah. So we do page 1 or page 3 in the booklet, of course, the first page of music. We do that all the way through, and you'll continue to read the middle line for now when it splits, okay? Just bear in mind that we've spoken a little bit about consonants today and where they go. One of my personal favourites, or least favourites, where was it? We had meat, we had the T all over, we had eat, the T all over. We have quite a few. So I'm going to teach you how it's going to go. So it goes, welcome into the house. Okay? Can we all just try that? And again, I will point where you need to put a s. So if you're unsure, leave it out or just do it when I'm pointing. Okay? Bam, two, and.
Welcome into the house.
Yeah, wow, magic, okay? Let's carry on, and if you're unsure where the consonants go, I'll just jab them at you, okay? We're carrying on to and.
Where we have bread to eat, and room at the table,
and.
Welcome into the house, where we sit down to meet, with stranger and neighbor,
and. No one anticipating that any earlier than I'm showing, please, and that will be perfect. Let's try verse 2. Here we go. So that is where there are not two, where there is just one single line of text, like the first one, you obviously just sing that on the second verse. And where there are two on the second verse, you sing, of course, the lower of those two pieces of text, okay? What that means is that the rhythm changes in two places in verse 2. The first place is once we've sung open door, we sing, and the fire is burning. Whereas previously we had, and room at the table. So you get an extra little quaver for free. Okay, you didn't have to pay more for that, so that's a real treat. Here we go. Let's try verse 2. Give it a go. If you're unsure where the consonants go, I will be jabbing at you. There you go. Here we go. Bum, two, and.
Welcome into the house.
The harmony to the next bit. Okay, can't fool me. Here we go. Here are your notes. I don't know how you're going to split, but I think you know the chorus. Both I've been told and I've heard it before. So, the lower, put your hand up if you think you're the top line. That would make sense. Put your hand up if you think you're the middle line. That would also make sense. And the lower line.
I guess.
Yeah, sure. Such conviction. Okay.
Also singing up the octave.
Yeah. It's hard to say, isn't it? Because you're not going to be all the way up there.
Is it optional?
I think it really should be the basic middle. Yeah, it's the bottom line.
Ooh, okay.
Just to visit the
Yeah, yeah.
It's just optional. Any part is in half.
Everyone has fun.
It's quite low.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we do that and then see how Lucy likes it or hates it? Basically, the good news is you guys are the melody. Come away, here. Which means we've got some harmony to learn. So, sopranos, you're on the C sharp. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just have no altos for now, just enjoy the concert. I'm going to have sopranos and lower voices who are, of course, singing the middle voice, the normal melody. So, so. One bit. Do, and. That makes me very happy. Cool. So, altos, let's see what we know of this or don't know of this. Just give it a go. James is going to support us. Just altos on your own. You are the lower line. Okay? So the third line down. Just for today, just humour me. Okay? So James is going to support you. Have a little go. And we'll go a bit slower. Here we go. One, two, and. That was fantastic, okay? But it was very quiet. So let's just do that once more, now that we feel more confident with it, he says. Okay, once more. Here we go. Let's all sing that wonderful alto line and support our altos. Here we go. Here's your E. Any option you like. Two, and. Good. good. That's fantastic. Now, if we order our respective parts, here we go, from the beginning of this page. Here we go. One, two, and. Said they know the melody of the chorus and harmony. So I would say for today, let's have the Jim Bain version. What you're doing is fantastic, and you're naturally absorbing what the other lines are anyway. So really don't worry about it. If you're doing another line of the day, it never hurts to learn the other line. So good job. Thank you. Let's go, please. Why don't we do a performance of this now we know it so perfectly? Let's stand up. Yeah, everyone has seen them out. Sing the part that you know, right? Probably better. If you want to have a go another one, that's absolutely fine, okay? But don't worry. There we go. Here we go. It's going to be a potpourri. Here's your C sharp. Oh, fantastic.
you'd like to include in that, please ping it to me, hpolitics@cbso.co.uk. That would be lovely. That is it from me. Can we just have a general round of applause for you?
I'm sorry.
going to do, it being October and all, Merry Christmas everyone. So if you take out your Merry Christmas everyone, I've just been chatting with James, I think this predates my birth. So I'm not too au fait with it. So you're going to have to show me how it sounds, basically. Could you turn, please? This is Merry Christmas, everyone. That's not a statement, it's a piece of music. So, there are page numbers. Bottom of page 10, the last two notes. Okay, so we have this thing where those of you that have done the Lean on Me arrangement by Jack Zeno, there's like a million repetitions of the same three bars. Here, there are only three repetitions, okay? So, on page 11, we do Fallen All Around Me, get to the bottom of the page, and you repeat the page. When you get to the bottom, you do that once more, after which you then flip to the next page. So I'll just say that once more so we all know what's happening. Page 11, we essentially do three times. On the third time, or rather at the end of the third time, we turn the page and we carry on. Make sense? Wow, great. Okay. So, let's hear it, please. Let's try everybody, see how you get on. Bar 61, the last notes of page 10. So, let me just get a tempo. Okay, cool. So, one, two, three.
All around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, someone understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Stories falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding.
The notes. So here we go. Altos and basses only, nice and slowly, with James supporting us. Bear in mind, you don't always have the melody. So we'll do it just having a little go together. Snow, altos and basses only, please. One, two, and.
Snow is falling.
Two, three.
All around me.
Ah.
Children playing, having fun.
Two.
It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay, great. Can altos listen to love and understanding? Just sing that for me. One, and.
Love and understanding.
Fantastic. Do that once more for me. One, and.
Love and understanding.
Great, then the next bit goes. Your turn.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
So can you just go from the love and love to and.
Love and love is starting.
And.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow, fantastic. Ooh, lovely. Okay, so can we go sopranos and tenors? Same place, please. Upbeat to bar 62. Two, and.
Sorry, sorry.
Three.
All around me.
And.
Children playing.
And.
Having fun.
Two, and.
It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
That was superb, tennis. Just listen to that. Hear that bit together. One, and.
Love and understanding.
Just listen to the ding. And.
Ding.
Do it very slowly, note by note. And.
Ding.
Now go. Love and understanding. And.
Love and understanding.
Ding. Just basically don't let it drop. Keep it nice and suspended and you'll be there. Everybody please. Snow is falling. I think. Okay. Two. Ah!
Snow is falling.
Ah.
All around.
Basses and altos, it's now it says it's the season, but I get about 99% of you doing tis the season. I don't really mind what you do, but can we all be unanimous on it, please? So let's just, why don't we say tis the season? Okay. It should be, yeah. Should we not chorus stir here? Let's do it, just in case. The Baron writer. Let's do it as written. Just because in case I don't want to get shouted at, Lucy's more senior than me. So, here we go. Altos and basses. Nice slowly. Two, and. Do that once more. Here we go. Here are your notes. Two, and.
It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas. Everyone.
Add tennis to that, that's very, very good. Same place. Two. Ah.
It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas. Everyone.
Cool. We add the sopranos and let's go from the upbeat to 62. Let's stand up. Bear in mind that when you sing every one, two, oh snow is, so you have this little oh snow is, I think. But you might have just snow is. Any idea? When we do oh and when we don't? Yeah. Cool. Let's do oh every time. Why not? Here we go. Snow is falling. Let's go a bit faster. One, two, and.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. For snow is falling.
Smile.
All around me.
Yeah.
Children playing, having fun. It's the season.
Thank you.
Love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Once more.
The snow is falling.
Two, three.
All around me.
Two,
children playing, having fun. It's the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Our music was so much better back then, wasn't it? We are coming to that, indeed. You are nothing but self-aware there, sopranos, so here we go. So, can I go? Sopranos and tenors singing the last little section there, please. That'd be fantastic. Here we go. So, this is your F. Sopranos and tenors only, bar 75. One, and. Good. And we need to be extremely excited by the fact that we're going, oh, and then not deviating from there, because that's a really quite a nice note. Same thing. One, two, and. Fantastic. Now, you notice that we've got a little hairpin thing for Bob at the very end. That basically means that you can grow into the note as you're singing it. So basically, you get a bit excited that it's Christmas on the last bit. Great. Altos and basses. There we go. James will help us. One, and. imagining it's Christmas. Here we go. One, and. Okay, everybody please, from the same place. This time don't make me do that, just do it on your own. One, and. Yeah, but maybe just two beats would be great. Thank you, fantastic. Right, now, going back please to bar 26. This is page 5, okay? All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah, me too. So, surprise altos and tenors from bar 26. Here are your notes. Can you just sing that for me to an R? Try it once more. Good. Now without charging at the batteries. Okay, great. Let's just try sight reading with James from bar 26. 3, 4, 1. One. Cool, excellent. We've got the really jazzy version today. So, here we go. So, sopranos and altos only, please. Okay? Let's just listen to the ooh we love to hear. So bar 28. Sopranos and altos. 3, and. Good. And you can make a really big thing of the fact that you know where the we goes. So, ooh, we love to hear. So just make sure that you're really showing that where it is. Same thing. 3, and. 2, and. 2, carry on. Just listen to a nice way to spend the year. Albums on your own. 3, and. Now what I love is that we're all getting into music, but I felt that the notes were going with our heads. Nice way to spend the year. Again, can we keep it up? Nice way to spend the year. Here we go. 3, and. Nice way to spend the year. Fantastic. Great. Cool. So let's go tenors and basses only, please. Actually, no, let's just do basses. Room is swaying. Upbeat's 26, okay? 2, and.
Room is swaying.
And.
Record made.
And.
All the old songs we love to hear.
And.
Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
Good. Can you be really even more pleased with yourselves? What a nice way to spend the year. It's nice for me to actually sing my actual voice. Okay, great. What a nice treat in. 2, and.
What a nice way to spend the year.
Yeah, nice, excellent. Gosh, cool. We need to go for a beer. Wonderful. Now, tenors and basses from bar 29. Oh, I wish that. Oh, I wish that. Here we go. Thank you. 2, 3.
Oh, I wish that.
Sorry, can we go from 29? 29 last. 2, and.
Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
Oh, wonderful. Cool. Right, should we try... Tenors, you'll be fine on that little bit we haven't done, I'm sure. Give it a go. Now, here you go. Upbeat to 26. I'll sing with you. Those are our notes. 2, 3.
Room is swaying,
room is swaying,
record playing,
record playing,
all the old songs we love to hear. Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. Oh,
so much fun. Okay, so last page. Let's just do, go back to the last page. I know this is a bit heavy, but it's all going to be worth it. So, can I have very slowly the sopranos and altos, last beat of bar 70. This is at the top of the last page. Nice and slowly. One, two, and. For where the S goes on Christmas. Okay? Tennis Basis definitely didn't. Okay? Merry Christmas, everyone. Off. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay? So you close the one on the second beat. It's the same every time. You finish on that. That's one beat. That's all you have to do. Cool. Let's get everybody, please. Last page. One, two, and. On the Oh Merry, it's going to go, everyone, Oh Merry Christmas. Just show me that you know that and just have a bit of a, oh, here we are, Jim, I can sing the, Oh Merry Christmas, good point. Not oh, don't want to get told off. Oh Merry Christmas, okay. And then the other thing is, to make sure that the ooh is obvious and in my face, other thing is that can I have a big crescendo at the end, not just a little one that's written, nice big one. Here we go, same thing, bit faster, everybody from the same place. One, two, and.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Great, let's go to the beginning. Stand up, here we go. Woo! Honestly, there's something infectious about conducting you lot. It's fantastic. I won't be able to speak now.
Time for party.
pleasure.
Indeed.